This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Man, there have been some great games in this college football playoff, I have to tell you. But the most impressive, I was in a room full of Alabama fans the day that Indiana walloped them. I mean, absolutely destroyed the team with probably one of the greatest resumes in college football.
Yeah, we, being Indiana, being an alum, for those of you new to this, I do say we. It is my school. Made Alabama look like a soft team, really. And I, at one point, I actually felt embarrassed for Alabama because Bear Bryant's Alabama, Nick Saban's Alabama. That's what Indiana looked like against Alabama, what Nick Saban used to do.
That's right.
There were no secrets, no trick plays. They just flat out lined up and beat them on the line of scrimmage. And if you watch it back, which I may have a little bit, you can just see the offensive lineman for Indiana just blasting Alabama's defense out of the way and just running the football. And just pounding the football. And then when they decided to throw, Fernando Mendoza was 14 of 16 and had 3 touchdown passes. And then defensively, what Indiana does to just wrap up, they tackle so well. They tackle multiple guys to the ball. It is an absolute joy to watch. In fact, so much so that I've received so many nice messages from Ohio State fans, from Alabama fans.
From Kentucky fans.
I had an Alabama fan, a very close friend of mine, say, well, that sucked. But I will root for you the rest of the way. And I saw it on Twitter, too. People said, you know what? I hated every second of that. Alabama fans. But I like the way they play. I like the way they carried themselves after the game. Good luck. And I hope they do well. I appreciate that. Because I know there will come a day, because Indiana's going to be good for a while. They crushed the portal yesterday. I mean, they stole a recruit from Notre Dame. They got the TCU quarterback. They are loaded for next year. they're going to be good for a while, and there will come a point where people are going to turn and say, you know, I hate Indiana. I know that's coming. So we're going to appreciate all the love right now because it has been incredibly special. I mean, that was just amazing. Some of the numbers on that, that's the largest win of any of the playoff games. And it was the worst loss Bama has taken since 1998. Wow. They've only had three, I saw, losses of that size, 35 points or more, since like 1959. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
So I saw the rare smile from Kurt Cignetti in the post-game celebration. But on the sideline, normally he's expressionless or he looks angry. And there's a great picture of him. So it was a 4th and 2. And Alabama tries what they lined up for a punt.
Yeah.
And then they shifted. And then they called a timeout. Yeah. And then they came out again and act like they were going to run it. And of course, the Indiana players are disciplined and didn't fall for it. But you can see Cignetti on the sideline shaking his head. He just looked pissed.
I thought the game was over at that point. Yeah. I really did. I remember saying it out loud. I said, that is a huge, huge mistake.
Wow.
They just went for it. Kalen DeBoer goes for it. And the players knew, by the way, what was coming. Aiden Fisher, the linebacker, his defensive teammates said that he shouted, he's like the quarterback of the defense, middle linebacker, shouted out where that ball was going. And they ran a jet sweep. He could see it coming. They went back into the Wildcat, hiked the ball, and handed it off. And here comes the runner. And I mean, you watch the replay, boom, 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 like 7 or 8 of the Hoosiers bring him down. I mean, it was a thrilling moment. And then they flashed back, like you said, to Cignetti, and he had, you know, the eyebrow raised and kind of went about his business. He is watching him on the sideline, too, during the game when he's looking out, and you can see his eyes look up at the scoreboard replay and back to the personnel on the field, back to his little notepad that he carries. He's like a, you know, an analytics machine. I mean, watching his brain work, and a great leader. And, boy, we're lucky to have him at IU, that's for sure. So they're the favorite now, but, you know, anything can happen. You got to play Oregon again. You got Miami looks awesome. Ole Miss looks awesome. It's going to be interesting.
I was very happy for you, and I, too, am now rooting for Indiana. Now, we were talking earlier, Mark, about which bowl game was it? I watched part of this. In fact, I went to bed right before this happened, where they thought the game was over. So the Georgia game. What bowl game was that, though? They wheel out the, you know, the awards, the stage, and everything, and then they realize
that
the refs
Georgia
said, okay, refs said, oh, actually, there's 1 second left. They take it off. They go back. Same thing happens, what, 2 or 3 times?
So bizarre. I mean, come on. Get it right, for crying out loud. Anyway,
they said the MVP went to the people moving the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild. And then last night, you know, football just has these crazy, crazy endings and sometimes really sad. If you're a Ravens fan and for this kicker, you know, last night the Steelers and Ravens are playing and the Steelers have the lead. 26-24. They line up for an extra point. It gets blocked, I believe, either tipped or blocked. So now the Ravens, with seconds on the clock, can drive down miraculously, kick a field goal. They'll win and win the division. And they get it down into field goal range. Unbelievable. They get down to like the 20, let's see, about the 18 or so yard line, 27 yard line, right around there. Anyway, it was a 44-yard field goal. And Tyler Loop, who hasn't missed one time under 50 yards, misses it.
Wow.
And the Steelers win the division. And, you know, Pittsburgh goes nuts. And the social media response for this kid, Tyler Loop, is disgusting. I mean, the people are,
oh wow,
you know, the threats.
He's never missed.
I mean, it's just awful. So you just feel, sports can be heartbreaking, so feel bad for the kid. But what a crazy ending to that.
Yep.
You know, you just never know what you're going to see. So, yeah, I'm taking you know, I'm just sort of floating around town, honestly, is how I've described it. I just, like, I don't really know what to do with myself at times. Try to keep myself busy because I can't believe this is all happening. At the same time, I've seen it all year. I've felt like they've been the best team all year. And it's pretty amazing.
Well, congratulations.
We'll see.
That's true.
We'll see.
Of course, you and I haven't talked since the Bragging Rights game where Mizzou got the rear end handed to them. Right.
Yes, they did. Came back and beat Florida.
They did. They beat Florida, and that was a big win.
Now they got Kentucky.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting. Our butts handed to us by Alabama. So,
yeah, I don't know what's going on
Mizzou's
there.
Mizzou's a hard team to root for, to be honest. As an alum, you get your hopes up and you feel like maybe, oh, this is going to be it. And then it just always ends up being a letdown.
The advantage for Kentucky is that it's at Rupp. That's about it, because they just don't, they're not playing well. They don't seem to be on the same channel.
Yeah. Mizzou is recruiting like crazy. I mean, they have one of the best classes in the country coming in next year. Maybe the best class coming in next year. But, you know, the question has been out, can Dennis Gates coach them up? And that looked like a pretty good coaching job to me after getting your butts handed to you. Turning around and beating Florida is pretty good. So it's a nice start. So we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, Mizzou really, I mean, and on the flip side, you got to say Illinois looks like what I thought. I mean, they're a Final Four contender. They have all these great European, international players going all over the place and scoring. And
who knows?
It's an exciting team for sure. I'll tell you, though, the best team in Missouri ain't Mizzou. Mm-mm. Right up the road. SLU is the best team in the state. There is no question in my mind. They are a phenomenal team. They're 13-1. Now they have a huge test Wednesday against VCU. If they can get through that on the road, they could be very difficult to deal with from here on out. I mean, that is a great, great basketball team. They beat St. Joseph's 102-79, and Schertz ripped them up and down for their defense. Didn't like it. Loves their offense, obviously, but he wants them to be great overall.
Good.
Yeah, I will maintain SLU's a better team, and the rankings reflect it, actually.
Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. You got to run?
Not necessarily.
No, you're in good shape?
Yeah.
Good. Anything new with the Cardinals?
I talked to Hein Bloom yesterday. He did acknowledge that they are trying to trade Nolan Arenado, and they continue to look for a team that will fit him and a team that will fit their needs as well. They haven't gotten there yet, but that is the intention. He made that on the record clear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On KMOX, that's what they want to do. He thinks that if the season ended today, or if the offseason ended today, they'd be fine with the rotation they have. They think they've acquired the pitchers they need and the young pitching depth. They feel pretty good about this rotation, but they're still looking. I think what they're trying to get in return right now, just high-level prospects, as many as they possibly can put into that system. That's what they want, so that they can just crank out star after star after star around 2028. So we're about 2 years away from that. But, you know, in the meantime, I've heard varying opinions. I don't know that they're going to be all that good with all these young players and maybe a veteran. I had Greg Amsinger on MLB Network on my show yesterday. He said, don't be surprised if they, you know, make a push and suddenly, don't think I'm kidding, could be a wild card team. I'm like, oh, man. You know,
wow.
So it's like nobody really knows, you know, once you get young talent together. I kind of side with the let's just keep our expectations super low.
Another rebuilding year.
Did I hear Mikolas or someone say the other day that their farm system has now been rated one of the best?
Yeah.
Like
no
that
doubt.
Quickly?
Bloom and
that
his
quickly.
Guys. That quickly.
That's amazing.
And there's more to come. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're going to turn this whole thing over. Trade. Get new players. Replenish. And then you got to put everybody to work to develop them the way that you want to develop them. And that's where they put all their money in. New facility in Jupiter that opens this year. new instructors, new this, new that. Everything's shiny and new, and a machine, really, is how you want to look at it. They just had to tweak it all and put more money into it.
Yeah.
So they also spend a lot of money helping out teams on these salaries. So Contreras, definitely the Sonny Gray trade, to get better prospects back. That's what you have to do. So it's almost like they are spending money. Ownership spending money on, you know, eating the salary so that they can acquire more prospect depth. That's what they want. They want as many as possible.
Yeah. Tom Ackerman, thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Hey, coming up, you know, I talked to Dan Buck a little bit earlier about the Sidney Powell interview yesterday. Not yesterday, but the interview with Sidney Powell that has popped back up from 2020 regarding the Nicolas Maduro arrest and the further implications that could have because of the ties of the voting systems, the electronic voting, to Venezuela. We're going to get into that a little more. I'll let you just remind you of what she said 6 years ago now when we come back. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.